Well, welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. Equipped is a conversation about multiplying gospel community and fueling spiritual growth. We have one clear goal: to equip leaders to multiply. We want to help people follow Jesus, make disciples, lead small groups, and plant churches. My name is Brandon Williams, and I'll be leading you through today's conversation. So let's get started. So today, really the topic that's been on my heart for our leaders and other leaders who may end up watching this is this topic of self-care. It's something that has somewhat become more popular over the years, the last few years, but it's still something that I think we have a really hard time with. It's something that we tend to neglect. For many of us, we think we can just continue to push on, but we all have to understand that we have our limits. God has given us limitations. It's one of the reasons that God has given us the Sabbath. Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. It wasn't intended to be some legalistic thing. It was a gift from God that we could have time to rest, have time to recover. One of the things that I had to learn is that when I'm resting, I'm doing something. I'm being prepared. My body is rejuvenating. My mind is rejuvenating for the next thing that God has for me to do. So many times we see resting as a waste of time when actually it's essential for us to be able to accomplish God's purposes. I know for many, including myself, there's often times when if I do rest, it feels like something's off, or that I'm being lazy because I'm not doing something. If I don't have something I have to do, it feels kind of weird because I'm not having to do something. I'm not busy. I'm not running around. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today, the importance of that. You know, the first two commandments that we get from Jesus are the most important two that he says are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so if you think about that, there's really two commands, but there's three parts to it. One part is to love God. One part is to love your neighbor. The other part, though, is he says, as you love yourself. So we can't really love other people if we don't love ourselves well. And so I want to take some time. I want to read a couple of passages to you to show you that this is not something that we deal with, but many of our, quote, Bible heroes dealt with this also. And so the first one that I want to read is actually in the Old Testament. It's in 1 Kings. This is chapter 18. And then I want to jump over into chapter 19 of 1 Kings. It says this, and this is about the prophet Elijah, and he's at Mount Carmel. And so it says this, it says, so Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, is that you, you troubler of Israel? I have not made trouble for Israel, Elijah replied, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. Then look over into chapter 19. And this is where it gets really interesting. So we know this in chapter 18, Elijah goes on and he defeats the prophets of Baal. He defeats the prophets of Asherah. He actually calls down fire from heaven on a sacrifice, which consumes the sacrifice. The prophets of Baal and Asherah are slaughtered. So this is an incredible feat that God uses Elijah to do. It's an incredible move of God to show people that he is the one true God. And so as we look at this, then we go over to 19, and it says, "Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, 'May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them.'" And it tells us that Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom brush, sat down under it, and prayed, listen to this, prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under a bush and fell asleep. One more passage I want to read. It's in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This is actually written by the Apostle Paul. And so he says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This is beginning in verse 8. He tells the Corinthians, he says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, listen, far beyond our ability to endure." And so we see here where Paul is even saying, we have our limitations. This was beyond our ability to endure. He says this, "So that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers." Here's what I wanted you to see through those passages, is that it's not just us who struggle with this issue of being pushed past our limitations. It's not just us who struggle with feelings of despair or a desire sometimes even to give up because the weight of things feel too heavy. We see it with Elijah. Elijah just defeated 850 prophets through a miracle of God, and yet one woman threatens his life, and he runs and gets to the point where he says, "God, just take my life." But then it says he lay down, fell asleep. When that happens, God actually comes and ministers to him and strengthens him, and he comes back strong in ministry. We see the Apostle Paul, where Paul is there, and he's doing ministry in Asia, and there were a lot of really, really tough things that happened to Paul in Asia as he was doing this ministry. And we know that the pressure of the churches was really hard on Paul, worrying about the churches. And he said they got to that point in Asia where they despaired of life itself. And they really thought that life was over. And so we see even with these, what we would consider great men of God, that they had limitations and that they were often pushed past those limitations. And for us, we have to realize our limitations. We have to realize there's only so far we can go. It's hard for us, especially for people who maybe you've played sports, maybe you were in the military, maybe just in life you've had to face a lot of adversity of some sort, but you face things that you just had to push through. For me, a lot of it had to do with athletics. I learned through athletics that physically, when I thought I couldn't take another step, I could always take one more. Coaches pushed me past what I thought my limitations were. And so it's easy to carry that over into our spiritual life, even into our ministry life. The challenge of that is physical stress and pushing ourselves through challenging things is very different than mental and emotional stress. If we don't give our brain and our body time to rest and recover, if we don't minister to our own emotions and our own mental health, then we are going to break down at some point. We see that with Elijah. We see that with Paul. So my encouragement today is, first of all, take time to rejuvenate. Take time, find time, make time to be able to replenish not just your physical physical body by sleeping, but give your mind time to rest. Your mind was not created to work 24 hours a day. Give your emotions time to rest. Take time to understand what you're feeling. Why am I feeling this way? What do I need to commit to God so that I can find freedom from this heaviness? And so I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to make space for a time of rest, a time of replenishing, a time where your brain actually gets to be still. We oftentimes talk about being still before God, God saying, be still and know that I am God. Well, it doesn't just apply to us sitting idly. It applies to us being able to take time for our brain, for our mental health, for our emotional health to be restored and to be healed. I think there's some reasons that we really struggle with this. One of them is this, and I don't think this is just with guys that this affects, but I certainly think it affects guys, is sometimes if we have to admit our limitations and we have to say, I need a break, it feels weak, right? It feels like I should be able to push on. But that's a lie. If we could just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding, then God wouldn't have given us the Sabbath. God wouldn't have given us a command to honor the Sabbath, to keep it holy. He knows that we need that rest. It's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a strength to be able to admit that I have limitations and I need a time to rejuvenate. So we sometimes see it as a sign of weakness. For many of us, we see it as a time of waste. We feel like it's wasted time. But you've got to understand that when you rest, now you don't want to be a sloth, right? You don't want to just sit on the couch and eat Cheetos all day, every day. It's not what I'm talking about. But you have to set aside a time of rest where you are able to realize this is not a waste of time. I am doing something. I am being prepared by God to do the next thing that He has for me to do. And if we're going to give our best to God, then this is a must for us to do this. The other challenge of it is that life is just so busy. We're filling our calendars. If you think about a plate and you were to put food on a plate, how many times do we fill our plate all the way to the edge, right? We have no margin on the plate. Same thing with life. How many times, if our life were a plate, do we fill our life not only to the edge of the plate, but we've got so much running over and we wonder why we're tired. We wonder why life seems to be moving so fast. We've got to be able to look at it and begin to set some times where we have margin in our schedule for our mental health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, because all of that ultimately affects our physical health and it affects how well we're able to do the things that God has called us to do. And so I really want to encourage you, one, that we all have limitations. Two, that when you rest, you're doing something. Three, to not allow the busyness of life to overcome your schedule, but to be very intentional in making time to be able to minister to yourself, to love yourself well, because until you can love yourself well, you're not going to be able to love your neighbor well. And even love God and worship God the way He desires to be worshiped. And so today I really want to encourage you with that. We all push ourselves sometimes too hard. We're all afraid of not doing enough. Many times the fear of what other people think keeps us from taking the time we need. But I really want to encourage you that you need that time. God has decreed Himself that we need that time to be able to rejuvenate. And so find time in your schedule, make time in your schedule that you are able to rest so God can prepare you for the next thing that He calls you to do.